This is Aldrin St-Pierre on Beyond the Headline.
It is now 23 minutes after 4 o'clock. We're in conversation next with the Deputy President of the Patriotic Alliance and now also MMC for Transport in the city of Johannesburg. Kenny Kunene has just been sworn in. He forms part of the new administration in the city led by newly elected Mayor Thapelo Ahmed. Ahmed announced his MMCs earlier today after he was sworn in last week. Kenny, good afternoon and thank you so much for making time for us. Congratulations, I guess. You are now a councillor.
Good afternoon, Aldrin, and good afternoon to all your listeners.
Why did you take up this job?
I was deployed by my political party, the Patriotic Alliance.
Mm-hmm. And what does it mean for you, taking up this job?
Look, it's a mammoth task. I never thought that I would be a councillor in my life. But I think understanding servant leadership and understanding that if you have been voted to be in power, in council by the citizens, and there's a need to change things around, you cannot just continue to complain. You must be part of the solution. So that's why I took up the job. After the party spoke to me, it was months of persuasion, but I accepted the confidence they have in me that I can be able to assist to turn things around and make our roads better.
Does this mean that this is the position that you'll be holding even after the EFF ANC has come to some sort of agreement around who would now be the mayor of the city of Johannesburg up until the next local government elections?
Obviously, I will be informed and directed by the Patriotic Alliance. But as things stand, this is where I am. I will be standing as the premier candidate for Gauteng for 2024 election. So we will see as time goes on. But let me, at the moment, I'm focusing on the work that I need to do in my portfolio. And then I will cross that bridge when I get to.
What do you say to people who are concerned that here you have somebody who had been imprisoned, well, done his time as well, but now also would have access to the coffers of the city of Johannesburg, the biggest metro in the continent?
I think those sentiments must be said by people who don't understand how local government works. I don't have the key to the vault. I'm not an MMC of finance. Even the MMC of finance does not have the key to the vault. We play an oversight role. We link. We make sure that we hold officials accountable, and we represent the communities that have voted for us to be there.
If that's the case, then why has the party been so hell-bent on that position of MMC for Transport? Because that was one of the proposals as well in the now collapse. Multi-party government of the Democratic Alliance?
We are not hell-bent on that position. That position was offered to us by Action SA after the DA refused to give us EISD. Then Action SA in our next meeting said that, look, we are offering you economic development and we're offering you transport. And we accepted the offer. But the DA turned that offer down again.
So you're saying that you are not hell-bent on it. It's just a coincidence.
That
this is a position that was offered by Action SA, and then you head into this new alliance, and that's the position that you get.
Yes, and also after negotiations with the ANC, there was a point when the ANC asked us if we will be prepared to let go, because we had already agreed, but they had not agreed with other parties yet.
Yeah,
and they said, look, are you prepared to let go of housing and or transport? We said, no problem. You can take any of the two. We are in coalition, my brother, because we want to service our people. So, yeah, we will require portfolios that will give us an opportunity to service the citizens of Johannesburg so that we can prove to them what is it that we can do if we are in government? we are doing a proof of concept politics. We don't want to go to people every 5 years going with promises. We want to go to people, as our president has done in the central Karoo, and say, when I was voted in power, or when PA was voted in power in this particular municipality, this is what we did in this space of time. Vote for us so that we can do the same in your areas or in the whole of South Africa. That is our politics. We are not, we don't want a situation where we are sitting in the opposition benches. And when it's time to campaign, we are promising people. Then why are we in politics? We should have just stayed in business. We are in politics to be different from politicians because we are business people, but we are also community activists. And we said this community activism must now translate into participating in politics so that we can better serve our people and direct the budget to projects, to programs that will best benefit our people and administer the implementation of those projects. That's why we are in politics.
So when you speak about having negotiations with the ANC about some of these positions, where's the mayor? Where's Thapelo in all of this?
No. Remember, the ANC is the party with the most seats.
Yeah.
And therefore, the ANC engaged different parties, the same way we were engaged by the DA at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So Thapelo was also engaged as a party that had 3 seats, as Altamar. But then when we met earlier this month, the EFF was not prepared to vote for an ANC mayor. The ANC was not prepared to vote for a EFF mayor. And I'm just saying this because that's what we're told.
Mm-hmm.
We're not in those discussions. And all the parties were then informed that, look, can we then have a mayor from the other party, excluding the top three parties? The top three parties is the ANC with the most seats, followed by the EFF, and the Patriotic Alliance has got 8 seats. So it's the third largest party in this coalition. So then there was an agreement that let the ANC present a candidate that they would prefer, because they are supposed to be mayor, that they would prefer to be mayor. And if other parties agree, then that candidate will then be mayor. That's what transpired. And the ANC presented Thapelo, and we agreed. I worked with Thapelo in the Political Management Council in 2019 when we were in a coalition with the ANC. He was the MMC of Planning and Development. So the man has been there. The man understands the issues of the
city. But he's never been mayor. And for me, it sounds as though that you have these three big political parties in the city of Johannesburg, of course, excluding Action SA, as well as the Democratic Alliance. What authority would the mayor have if negotiations are happening outside of him?
Mashaba was worse when he was made mayor. He was never a councillor before.
Yeah.
He was just parachuted outside and became a mayor. Helen Zille, when she became the mayor of Cape Town, she was never a councillor. Never. She just became
a mayor.
But
that was the second biggest political party. That's the second
big.
They were the second biggest political party. Al Jamaa only has 3 seats. It is the ANC that decided who would be the mayor.
No. But the other parties agreed. And also, let me just correct this.
Mm-hmm.
In a coalition, Mashaba was voted by the EFF to be in power.
Yeah.
The DA did not win outright. So in a coalition, there's no big party, there's no small party. We are all the same. So we are all human beings with intellect. So big parties don't need coalitions. So if you have 98% of the vote and I've got 2% or 3% and you need my 3%, you are going to treat me as your equal. Because without that 3%, you have no power. I'm giving you the power. So you treat me like your equal. So this thing of a party has got 3 seats, a party has got 1 seat, that is the white supremacist tendency of the DA. That's how they view parties. The parties that still vote for their mayor. Mpo Palasi was a councillor. She was never an MMC. And she became a mayor. Thapelo has been an MMC before. He has been a counselor before.
But Kenny, she was a counselor. She was an MMC as well. But thank you so much for your time. Kenny Kunene there is the Patriotic Alliance's Deputy President. Apologies, we're a bit late for the news headlines.